Hello, everybody. Wow. My computer is making noise. I don't know if you would consider this a podcast. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll take the audio and put this onto the podcast for the episode. As you all have known or probably have figured out, I have been MIA with content on YouTube as far as readings are concerned, and as far as emails are concerned, if you're subscribed to my email list, and also as far as my podcast is concerned, I've been virtually MIA. And the reason for that, I wanted to update everybody. I'll do an episode on this experience at a later date. But the reason for that is because my grandmother is in the hospital, and she has been since Monday of last week, but things took a turn around Thursday. So Thursday I was, you know, I had been visiting her in the hospital, and I'm not going to go into details because it's just a very long story, but Thursday I had basically been told, like, hey, you need to probably come to the hospital and see Mimi. That's what I call her, and like possibly say your goodbyes. And like, when you hear that, it's a little jarring. So, from that moment on, she's been in the hospital. She is not doing well. We are at this point making my grandmother comfortable for her transition, to the other side. And because of that, literally from Thursday on, my family and myself have literally been in the hospital. She's in comfort care, 8 to 10 hours at a clip, like just waiting around, helping her, being there with her. So that has become the top priority, and as it should. So there's really not much to say as far as that whole thing is concerned. As you can imagine, it is a very draining, emotionally draining, physically draining, spiritually draining experience. But it is also a beautiful experience to see a family come together and put all their differences aside and be there for one another and be there for the one person that they are there for, which is my grandmother. So I will definitely, you know, I'm always looking at my own life experiences and thinking like, wow, this is a teachable moment for myself and for people. You know, you guys know I always speak from experience, and I'm always looking at how I can take my experiences and turn them into teachable moments on my podcast or my platform as a whole. So, of course, I will be doing a more in-depth episode about this entire experience later. There's just a lot going on. You know, it's a little jarring when you know that literally the days are numbered, and the days are numbered for somebody that you love beyond measure. Like, let me not get emotional, but like, you know what, let me get emotional because it's a part of life, you know what I mean? And I'm not gonna not allow myself to feel. But when you're told that you only have possibly a matter of days to like maybe a couple of weeks with somebody, your priorities shift, you know? And it's not that this pod, obviously, I'm sure everybody understands, it's not that this podcast isn't priority. It's not that other people aren't priority, of course, but this is the biggest priority right now. This and school are my two main focuses, my only focuses in life right now, is like getting all of my projects done for my internship and being there for my family. And even then, you know, everything's on standby because if shit hits the fan within the next couple of days, obviously I will be there with my family, grieving and all of that. So again, without getting into details and making this longer than it needs to be, that's where I've been. And for the foreseeable future, that is where I will be, back and forth at the hospital with my family and my grandmother, period. You know, my second home. Today, like right now filming this, it is Wednesday night at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the most I've been home in a week. Literally, I spent the entire weekend. The only time I came home on the weekends was to sleep and shower. Other than that, I've literally been at the hospital. Like, that's not an exaggeration. So you can imagine, like, the mental state I am in right now, just to give you a little bit of a clue as to where I'm at. I obviously, as the universe would have it, got my period in the midst of all of this. And literally today, I've been so fucking drained and my brain has been like so with my grandmother and my family. That today I literally forgot to put a fucking tampon in my vagina. Like, and that's the mental state. Like, I can't even think straight. And that's okay because that's what happens. But, yeah, this has been a very, and it continues to be a very, draining experience. So, y'all know, normally I don't come on here. I'll just be like, you know, I'll take care of that when all of the dust settles. But I don't know, to be quite honest, I don't know when the dust is going to settle. You know, I'm and I feel like this is also therapeutic to talk about this shit. What I've learned so far is cherish the moments that you have with the people in your life that you love, period, point blank. Call your grandmother more, see her more, be there for her as much as you can, your grandparents, whatever it is, your parents, whoever it is in your life that you love. Do not take one single solitary day for granted, because 1 minute you're there and the next minute you're not. And that is, there's no other way to describe this experience other than 1 minute you're fighting and you're doing well and everything is looking up and there's hope. And then literally at the blink of an eye, you're declining and the doctors are saying there's nothing they can do and we have to just make her comfortable and basically wait until she takes her last breath. And the torture that ensues, I'm sure some of you guys have gone through this with family members, grandparents, parents even. The torture that ensues with that, between the time, from the time that the doctors say there's nothing they can do and this is it, to the time, like leading up to the time that that person actually makes their transition, that in between period, which is where I am at currently, is probably the most drained. I've never felt more drained in my entire life, emotionally, physically, mentally, right? Like right after filming this, I will be getting in my car and driving to the hospital. Like, I don't want to miss a day, because you don't know if it's the last day or not. It's just, this is the most torturous, draining part of the whole entire thing. And then once she makes her transition, then comes the actual mourning and missing. And I know I'm talking about it at, like, very matter of factly. The reason for that is because at this point, I've had a lot of time to reflect and I've had a lot of time to cry. And I'm still crying and I'm still upset. And I'm still losing sleep over it. But it's just not a fun situation. So that's where I've been. We're done here. If you don't see me for like a week or two, for the next like week or two, that is why. It's because I am unfortunately in the process of watching my grandmother sick in the hospital. So that's that. I love you guys very much and I appreciate your patience. I appreciate all the well wishes. I know some of you guys know what's going on. Some of you know something is going on, but you don't know what. Well, now you know what it is. You know, this is a time where, again, like I said, I've only been with my family this entire time. So that's where I will be again for the foreseeable future. I love you guys. And yeah, I'll catch y'all on the other side of this shit storm. All right. Peace out.